the Batmobile. Let's go.
All right, let's get this show on the road. We're living in crazy times right now. I got two kids in the room and no wife to help me monitor them. Luckily, they spent the entire day at SeaWorld, so supposedly they're tired, air quotes on that one. But then I also found out they napped in the car on the way from SeaWorld to their dinner location, which is useless to me. You can't nap at 4:30 in the afternoon and expect them to chill out at 8:30. Babysitters, what are you going to do with them? Living in crazy times. You guys been keeping up with the news lately?
What news? There's a billion things going on.
Yeah, hello. The most breaking news, I put it in my notes to bring up. And then Homer sent me a note about it literally five minutes before we started this show.
Hey, I didn't get show notes, by the way. All I saw was some movie review. So
yeah, those are that's all the show notes you got.
Okay, cool. That's
good. I said it's my show notes, not the group notes.
Because you were like, I don't want David spoiling the beginning of the podcast again.
No. Actually, it's because there's like three news things that came across my desk. And by desk, I mean my phone. Throughout the day, I was like, you know what? We're just going to do summer movie review. I got this all set up. I'm going to leave it kind of ominous for the guys. So we're just going to have a discussion. And then we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. But then all these things came up. I was like, I feel like we have to address them. First things first. If anybody wants a further review on this, I'm happy to give it, but the Defenders sucked. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I expressed this to y'all already. It sucked.
And I stopped because...
How far did you get?
Episode 4. I haven't had a lot of time yet to like...
Oh, and it's all downhill from there.
Oh, really?
I was thinking they were turning the corner at episode 4. No. No, episode 2 was the best episode, maybe 3. I was super disappointed with it. Very disappointed.
I'm very surprised. I mean, I haven't watched it, obviously, but it's pretty interesting that you were like, I mean, you just hands down say it sucks. Not, it's all right, needs work. No, like, you just hands down sucks.
I'm just saying, you take three of the greatest Netflix shows of all time. Iron Fist is not one of the greatest Netflix shows of all time. But Daredevil season 1 and 2, Daredevil, amazing classic comic storytelling on the small screen and amazing action. Jessica Jones, one of the most intriguing stories I've ever seen. Luke Cage, fun as hell. How did those three together not make a good show? You know what The Defenders really was? It was Iron Fist Redemption, because he's about the only good thing in that show.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird. They did a great job on making him a likable character, and his interactions with the team was really good. He definitely thrived in a team setting. They all kind of do, but they just don't do anything with the show.
From what I read, I mean, it sounds like that's consensus that it's a pretty bad series, but from what I read, the villain, the main villain, was very weak.
Yeah, this felt like you know how like people are always like, oh, Disney makes the Marvel movie so much more happy than they should be. It felt like they did this to this show. I'm like, this is not the brutalness that we saw in Daredevil. This is not the genius I saw in Jessica Jones. And this is not the fun that I had with Luke Cage. Like, what is this? I binged it all in 2 days because I was like, just so hopeful that it was going to get better.
I don't know, dude. That's what kind of sucks now, because I was like super hyped and watching it, and it honestly looks like it's going to build up after 4. So
yeah, it looks that way. Looks can be deceiving, let me tell you.
If it's completely downhill from there, I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
You got to finish it now.
I finished it, and then I went and watched What Happened to Monday, the movie on Netflix.
That's out already?
Amazing. Yeah, came out this weekend, too. Amazing. I should have started with that. And then I went and finished Atypical. David, me and you are already right here with it, man. That show is so damn good. I cannot believe we have to wait another year for that.
Atypical. The sister, fire. I already forgot their names, but the sister, she was a relatively unknown actress before this. I mean, she had a few small...
Yeah, she ain't got shit on the IMDb.
Really small. Like, yeah, she's relatively unknown, and I thought she did a great job as the sister.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and I was irritated. I told my wife literally every episode. I was all, I literally just expressed how I can't stand Michael Rapaport, and he's making me love him. Are you for real? That show, phenomenal. So yeah, good.
Great show.
So good. Breaking news. Let's just get this out of here. The dude who directed the Hangover trilogy is directing a Joker origin movie.
What?
Rumor has it, with Martin Scorsese producing.
That just sounds like the most random team-up, filmmaking team-up of all time.
First top of notes, all, agreed.
Notes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm so confused. It's so out of left field. They want to do like a 1980s noir style thing. I'm like, didn't they already do this? Isn't this what? Wasn't that the Joker origin story in the original Batman movie? Rumor has it too, Jared Leto not set to return.
Yeah,
this is going to be like a spin, like a subsidiary, so they can continue to expand the universe without conflicting with the bigger picture. I don't know. Ridiculous. Jared Leto did not get his chance to shine, which is upsetting because I really liked his Joker, and I don't think he had the chance to prove himself. That being said, this sounds really weird, and we're recording this on a Tuesday. I guarantee you by Thursday it's already going to be scrapped, that this news is fake news.
Probably.
But how could we not touch on this?
Yeah, I saw it on a few sources, so I was like...
I did. Deadline hit it. Variety hit it. And then I saw it and I was like, what you talking about, Willis? And then I was like, who actually posted this, though? I was like, oh, Deadline's pretty well. And then Homer sent me the thing. I was like, oh, fuck, Variety? Damn.
You're like, is it April 1st?
Yeah. Joke's on me? Maybe? I don't know. This is really weird. Be really interested to see how this plays out.
Wow.
Yep. In other news, rumor has it. Juggernaut making an appearance in Deadpool 2.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rumor right now. Apparently there's some dude on set. He's a big dude, and he's got like a headpiece motion capture thing on. So I don't know why they immediately jumped to Juggernaut making an appearance on that. That's the rumor right now.
How'd you feel about I mean, this is like from forever long ago, but how did you feel about Vinnie Jones being the Juggernaut back then?
100% on board with that. Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, he's so awesome.
But what dude, Vinnie Jones, I feel like, is the indie version of The Rock. You know, like pro rugby player turned actor. And I mean, let's be honest. Is there a movie Vinnie Jones is in that's not good?
I just love the part of that movie where he's all, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Dude, his delivery of that was perfect. So that was an inside joke on the Juggernaut before the movie even came out. Dude, what is Vinnie Jones not good in?
No.
Exactly. He's Manchester all the way. Me too, bro. Me too. I had another piece of news here, but I forgot what it was.
Sounds good.
Don't you write this stuff down?
Yeah, in my imaginary journal. John Cena.
John Stamos. Oh, okay.
And Kevin Hart as Knight Rider. Nope, definitely didn't want to talk about that.
What? Hold on. John Cena. So does Kevin Hart play the car? Does he play Kit?
Oh my god.
That sounds... He voices Kit.
That sounds like a Funnier Die skit.
Oh, my God. I remembered what it was. Rumor has it as well, because we're just on the rumor train before we get into not any other news today. Stranger Things going to season 4 and then cutting the tie.
Really?
Yep, that's the rumor.
I mean, it seems like a type of story that's going to have to end. I mean,
Yeah, I'd much rather them end that story where they want to than to drag it out to season 8 and they're like, yeah, you're getting canceled. Wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
I realized that we did not do your intro, by the way.
Wow. Dream Crusher.
It's okay.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Madness. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
I'm a little thrown off right now. Okay, I have allergies kicking in. I had two kids.
He's all, my wife's not here. It's all a disarray.
I had to, dude, I was like, yeah, yeah, you guys do need a bath. Baths make kids tired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just drive around the neighborhood for about 20 minutes, and they fall
asleep. Oh no, that wakes these kids have fallen asleep in the car like 3 times their whole life. I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah, they're not car sleepers. The older one a little bit now, but the little one no, he's
falling asleep while driving. Man, what the heck?
Yeah, I feel your pain on that one for sure. With the kids in the car.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
With the kids yelling in the background.
Yeah, that's what put me to bed. I'm just
I'm gonna take a
just kidding. Now. Just kidding. All right, so I thought it'd be fun. This is the end of summer. All our kids, by all our kids, I mean the three of our kids, all start school on Monday. So, like, you know, back in the day, when you went back to school, summer was fucking over. I don't care what the calendar says. So I thought it'd be fun. If we just kind of roll through the summer movies starting in May with the summer kickoff to up until what's come out now, and just kind of if it's a movie we had seen, if you know what we thought of it, and you know what some of our favorite ones of the summer is, and then end with a few trivia questions. Kicking off May 5th started the summer blockbuster phenomenon this year with Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Now, the general consensus with this was not as good as the first. I have to wholeheartedly disagree. I thought this was actually better than the first. I had a lot more fun with it. Story got a little stretched out, but the jokes and action I enjoyed more. It's not a serious movie. Only thing I didn't like was it didn't really move the Marvel Universe forward a lot, I didn't think. But aside from that, fantastical.
Yeah, it was just like a little side story thing to it. I loved it, dude. Yep. Doesn't it come out like on Blu-ray in the next week or so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Guardians and then like Wonder Woman's the week after or something like that. But yeah, it does.
And then like what? Yeah. Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, like all this month probably or something like that.
Yeah, I think all or September like, they come out.
All September?
Yeah.
Because I thought Wonder Woman was like in a week or so, wasn't it? I don't know, I could be wrong.
Well, dude, September's only is only 2 weeks away. September's next week. David, did you see Guardians?
Yeah, I saw the night it came out. I was actually still in school, which is crazy. But
that is weird.
I was one of those ones that thought. I mean, I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was a really great Marvel film. One of the better ones in comparison to some of the other sequels that we've had. I thought it was a very beautiful movie, but I did think that the first one. I just remember the first one being. I don't want to just say. In general, that it was better. The first one was better than the second one, but I remember feeling that at the end of watching part two or volume two, that I felt like the first one was a little bit better, but this one was still good. So, other than that, it was really beautiful. Actually, I mean, I don't want to say beautiful, but you know,
no, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, like, visually appealing. It looked great. I agree. And I was actually really concerned with how are they going to handle Ego the Living Planet, and I thought he was handled quite nicely. I don't know if I would have chosen him as my bad guy, but when they announced him as it, I was like, yeah, I can get behind this. It's being handled well.
Yep.
Moving on down the list, these next two, I want to see both of them, and I didn't get to see either of them. Following week, May 12th, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Mm-mm. Nobody saw it?
All right. And Low Riders.
Nope. Didn't see Low Riders.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's really.
Yeah, that one.
I really want to see it. It only went to the Bijou. It was kind of sick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw it hit the theater for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing it for the past like week or so saying, like, watch it on Blu-ray. Watch it on Blu-ray.
I've never heard of it. Was that based on the Lowrider brand?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They all play homie characters off of the, like, little 25 cent things.
Wow.
No, wow. I don't know.
Oh! I thought you were serious. That is hilarious.
Dude, imagine if that was, like, the case. That had actually happened.
Homies being Jinkos. Dude, can you imagine, like, were they all wearing Jinkos?
I don't know. They were all baggy pants. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, like, the way they showed it. I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, you know, showing the lowriders, showing the G's, you know, hitting the side-to-sides, the seesaws and everything. And they were just like, I don't know. When I saw the trailer, I didn't really see much of a story to pull me in. I was just like, okay. A guy saw, like,
the sequel's like, gonna be the car looks cool.
Yeah. Like, he was just like, the cars look cool. Cool. Let's all make a rat. Lowriders. Watch it. That was all. What? Like, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't see anything that sounded like a story to me. Just people getting into it and maybe somebody stealing somebody's ride or something, and there was a fight and the move's over. I don't know.
I think you just made all of those things up, and I don't think that any of that was in the plot.
What trailer did you see?
It looked phenomenal. Moving on.
We will
not discuss any further. I didn't say it had looked like it had a gripping storyline. I just said it looked good. Sometimes I just like to have fun at the movies, Homer. You know?
Iron Man 4 was great at the movies.
We're definitely moving on now. My biggest disappointment on the left. Worst performance ever by the Memento Man. Anyways, following week, May 19th, came in a flash and was gone. Alien Covenant.
I liked it, but I don't think it would have been considered like one of my top fives for the summer. Like, yeah, no. I really don't think so.
I didn't see it because of the terrible reviews. I'm not going to lie. Couldn't allocate any time to it. Following week, I did see this in theaters. May 25th, we see Baywatch.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to see that one.
Oh, let me tell you, it's going to be really good when you Redbox it.
When you Redbox it. I think you touched on this before and you were like, nope.
Yeah, it's fine. It was fine. I would have been much more happy if I Redboxed it. It took itself a little too seriously. But overall, that was pretty fun. Had a few beers at the movies. Made it a little more fun, so...
So next week, one of those just
The
week after that.
No, the day after that, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Homer, what'd you think of it?
Woohoo! No, I don't know. I liked it. To me, I considered it like a conclusion, like it kind of closed everything off together and everything was done. You know, that's the way it kind of ended. And then and then wait for the other two in this trilogy. And I was like, did I miss something in the end credits? Like, where did I go off? But I mean, I really liked it. I enjoyed it. If they're adding more, I may not go see a day of. Like, to me, like I said, it already ended. But I really enjoyed it. This would be one of my top fives.
It is still on my list to see. And I know Pirates Life for you, my friend. It's good to know that you liked it, though, because I like the Pirates franchise. Well, I like the first one.
And I never saw the fourth one, so...
Oh, God. Please spare yourself. Watch the Defenders instead. I'd rather watch all 8 hours of the Defenders than watch Pirates 4.
I'd rather watch Mutation and the Beast. I'd rather listen to Fran Drescher for 8 hours.
Both of those things sound much more appealing than watching that movie again.
Oh
man, it was really the following week, June 2nd, where the summer movies really kicked off for me. Wonder Woman.
I don't think much needs to be said about this. I think we all agreed it was, you know, probably one of the
100%.
Yeah.
It's in my top 5 movies of the year for sure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of rough because, one, I haven't seen Justice League yet. Two, Logan was earlier in the year. So, I mean, you're kind of like already in the top three there. So it's like, this was just it's been not a crazy summer for movies, I think, but overall, very good quality movies throughout the year so far.
Well, I mean, I think Marvel hit four movies?
They have three this year. Guardians. In the summer? Yeah. Just two in the summer.
Oh, two in the summer. Okay.
Guardians, and then we'll get to the other one here shortly. The following week, June 9th, we have It Comes at Night. Anybody see that?
No. I didn't go because what I heard. Yep, like, and it was such a confusing movie, and reviews were just like, I don't even know what to say about it. So
I have a small review that I got from our good friend Sam, a.k.a. Halloween Happy. Her review made me not want to go see it anymore. I wanted to see it, and she was not a fan. She said that it was not anything is what they depicted it to be, and the fact that they even considered this a horror movie made no sense. So if you have a different opinion, feel free to let us know, and I'll pass the information along. Also that same weekend, The Mummy.
I didn't even see it.
Okay.
Homer saw it.
I saw it too at a later date. And so Homer touched on it when he saw it, and he made it seem like people were giving it a hard time. People were not giving it a hard time. That movie was terrible. Like, first of all, I'm going to go spoiler right here.
I enjoyed it.
Jekyll? Really?
Yeah.
He goes Jekyll? He put some foundation on his face. It's Kurt Russell with some foundation on his face. And a little bit more angry.
And his fingerprints changed. That is it.
Dude, I was waiting for him to turn into a monster. He did not.
Yeah.
He did not.
The thing, like, that was like one of my only issues. Other than that, it was pretty good. But like I said, I wish they kept The Mummy the way she did when she first kind of came out. You know, in the beginning, where those like 5 minutes where she was still kind of like becoming.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was cool. I liked a lot of the scenes with her in it, like specifically I liked her like in the water. I liked when she was just kind of being a badass at times. But real quick, can you give me the plot of that movie? Yeah, me neither.
Dr. Jekyll was just trying to get all the creatures. Yeah,
that movie was terrible. This is a huge disappointment. And with the flop of that movie, I think that whole monster universe is in jeopardy. After being one movie in it, they announced like 37 movies already. But I think Bride of Frankenstein is still set to come out next. So we'll see what we get with that, I guess.
How are they going to do Bride? Are they just going to completely skip over Frankenstein?
I have no idea.
Because I'm assuming, you know, Frankenstein's going to be in Bride of Frankenstein.
I have no idea how they're going to work this in. So the sad thing is, for the next 2 weeks, I saw none of these movies. And there's 5 movies that come out in the next 2 weeks, and only one of them do I actually want to see. I'll start with the four that I didn't want to see and I don't care about. All Eyes on Me. Anybody?
No. All Eyes on Me?
No. No.
The reason I didn't go see it is because of the reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody who wanted to see that movie saw that movie opening weekend. They're like, wow, it was a really strong opening weekend. It came in number two at the box office, or just two or three, and being so close to all those other things. And the following week, it had like a 90% drop off the following week, and it was done in theaters after that. Cars 3. Either of you take your kids to see that?
Yes, we saw it.
Oh, how was it?
It was good. I really liked it, dude.
Oh, I'm going to put that on my list then.
Like, yeah, because if you enjoyed part one, you're going to love like part three.
Okay,
like,
good.
It was
because I did not enjoy part two.
Yeah. See, to me, I saw two and I was like, eh. But we ended up seeing three.
I was like, oh, just give me as many cars as possible so I fucking buy toys of all the same people in Japanese form. I mean, yeah. It makes sense. Great marketing technique, but terrible movie.
It was good, dude. Like I said, I really liked it. My kiddo really liked it. So that's one movie I'm really probably going to grab when it comes out on DVD and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. I'll have to add that to my list then. The other movie that is on my list is 47 Meters Down.
No.
Wow. You have no interest in watching this movie or no?
No. I'm done with all those horror movies, kind of suspense thrillers where they underwater. Get left in the water, you know, overnight and stuff like that.
Hold on.
Like,
did you watch The Shallows?
Like I said, I'm done with the water overnight.
Dude, the Shallows was really good.
I don't know. The Shallows, like, is it the shallow, like, I take 5 steps and I'm on the beach already?
No, she's like a quarter mile off the beach.
Well, that's not shallow, bro.
But she's in shallower water. It was good. I really enjoyed it. Which makes me want to see 47 Meters Down. And fucking crushed at the box office. Like a budget of like $5 million and made like 60, 70 million bucks. I want to be in that kind of business.
Mandy Moore.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll watch Mandy Moore. She's in one of my all-time favorite movies, Walk to Remember.
The other movie that came out that weekend I saw, Rough Night.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know,
on my list of movies to see.
Yeah, I liked it. It was basically The Hangover with women.
But not
nearly as good.
It looked like it got real serious real fast.
Yeah, it's definitely a Redbox free promo when you get a free promo and text it to you. And you're okay. Like, let's go get a free movie.
Where it's like HBO Freeview Weekend.
Maybe you can record it to watch it on slow day. David just created a new lower level of like, it's not just Redbox, it's a free coupon from McDonald's Redbox that you get. That's how it is. Like, that's the one that you get. Like, he ain't even giving a dollar towards this movie.
minimal effort.
I ain't donating nothing.
It's worth it if you're getting a soda for free, too.
I'm easy when it comes to that. But anyway.
Yeah, you really sold that movie, David.
It's good.
It made me laugh.
The other movie comes out the following week is Transformers: The Last Night.
Nope.
Okay. Did you really watch it? No, I'm just glad we don't have to talk about it.
I had it.
I might eventually Redbox it, but that's a might.
Yeah, that's a hard baby.
I don't fall asleep at the movies much, but because it was because it was Transformers. I wanted to give it a shot because I was like,
oh, you did see it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man, we do have to talk about it now.
Yeah. So
he's not impressed about it.
So no,
I'm really confused how this did not come up on any of the previous episodes.
I think it's because we talked about I didn't watch it opening night. I saw it like 2 weeks later. So when we were talking about it, none of us had seen it. And I was like, well, I might go see it. Mm. So I went and saw it, and I did fall asleep through it. And I wanted to give it a shot because the last one with Mark Wahlberg still got bad reviews. And I generally liked that movie. I thought it was all right. I thought it was good enough to watch. This one, I went in trying to have an open mind, even with all the reviews that I had read, talking about how the story made no sense. And, I mean, even though there was some sort of a story, I mean, I was lost like 75% of the time in the theater, and I fell asleep.
You did fall asleep for 25%.
Yeah. I fell asleep.
Just doing some quick math here.
Yeah. For about 20 minutes, I fell asleep. 20, 25 minutes, I fell asleep. So,
so you only fell asleep for about 2% of the movie, because the movie was like 9 hours long.
2.5 hours long. So it was supposed to be Michael Bay's last Transformers movie, right?
Yeah.
And I think even though all the movies left it open for a new one, they never really had any kind of after credits. I don't remember any after credit scenes.
I don't recall any either.
For Transformers, this one had a mid-credit scene that left it open. And when I read about what it meant, it was alluding to something in the Transformers lore, comic story, whatever, that should like directly lead it to another sequel. But this one was just so damn boring, man. I don't know how they're going to make another one.
How do you make robots fighting boring? That's so confused. You know what I did that weekend? I rewatched Real Steel. Fantastic robot fighting movie. Okay, so if you get another one of those Redbox coupons, Transformer may be a good way to go. The following weekend here, we're up to June 28th. The movie that comes out on this is a Wednesday release, may be my favorite movie of the summer. I'm like tied between, it's probably Wonder Woman, and then this I think might be one of my favorite movies of the year. It's definitely in my top 10. Baby Driver.
Oh, see, once again, I know I've said it before. I want to see it for the soundtrack.
Oh my God, dude. Let me explain to you.
That is the main reason why I want to see it.
It was a good movie, but...
No, before your negativity comes into my face here.
Go for it.
We need to shut this down. You think the soundtrack is good, Homer? The soundtrack is a part of the movie the whole time. So you don't
have to... That's why I want to watch it.
Dude, it blew my mind how creative it was. Like, all the background music is whatever he has in his headphones all the time. So whatever he's hearing is what the background music. That aspect alone was very captivating to me. And it's just, it was so refreshing to see that movie. It's like just such an amazing summer movie, man, with the fucking glasses, the cool cars, a very good storyline, very clean, simple storyline that's just executed flawlessly. I am really not interested in hearing why you don't like this movie, David.
No. I liked it. I thought it was a great movie, but from what you made it seem like, I feel like it, a little overrated, because that's what everyone was talking about, this movie, when it came out, for like a good like week or two. And I just kept hearing about this movie, and I think you talked about it during the podcast, and I felt like, well, I need to see what this movie's about. I had never even seen a trailer for it. I saw the trailer. I thought, I was like, okay, well, that looks all right. I'll see it whenever I get a chance. And then I was so bored on one of my days off. I was like, you know what? Let me go see this movie. So I drove to the Alamo Draft House like at noon, or not even, like first showing of the day, like 11:15. I saw it, and I thought it was a really great movie. You're right. The whole background music being just, like, input into the movie from what he's listening to on his iPod. I thought
so clever.
I thought the acting was really great. John Hamm, I thought, did a really great job for, you know, I like him.
Which is funny. This is actually my favorite thing I've ever seen him in. I've always thought John Hamm was overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey is Kevin Spacey. He's like the same character in every single thing now. So like he didn't blow my mind or anything. His little twist at the end I thought was cute. Cinderella I thought was great, because I've never seen Cinderella, and I thought that girl was really good.
Yeah.
That's the only
movie. I don't know about best movie of the year, but it was a good movie. You know what surprised me for a brief second? I was like, what the heck? Flea, isn't it? I was like, what? He just shows up in the most random movies. Like, the last time he was in a movie was Back to the Future.
What?
I don't remember.
I don't think that was the last movie he was in.
I don't remember.
Or are you saying what? Because you don't...
No, I was saying he hasn't been in a movie since then?
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he has. I've never caught it. At least, I don't know. But I saw Flea, and I'm like, what the heck? I didn't realize he was still acting.
Oh, he's got to be in something since then. I don't know. We'll have to look that up on a different day. I really loved it. And I would argue one of my favorite movies of the year. For sure.
Director.
Dude, that's what I'm saying too. Like, this movie like took a chance. They gave Edgar Wright 100% creative control. He'd been working on this script for like 20 years. It's something he'd always had in his back pocket that he just like edited over time. And so, hold on.
Radio edit. Homer, real quick.
Oh. Sorry, my wife's at a concert and she was trying to FaceTime.
Ed Sheeran or what?
Yep, Ed Sheeran.
We got pain. I'm in love with the shape of you. That is such a horrible song.
Yeah, definitely not my favorite Ed Sheeran song, I do like Ed Sheeran.
I like Andrew's band's cover. It's pretty catchy.
Yeah, all their covers have been pretty good. Shout out to Like Ghost.
Woohoo! Edgar Wright, you know, now that I love all his other movies, but now that it seems, back when he was supposed to be the director of Ant-Man, I didn't understand what the big deal was. Everyone kept talking about, you know, how he was the director of all the... Homer, help me out. What's the freaking movie? Hot Fuzz and... he's the director of those movies, right?
Shaun of the Dead. the run or end of the world, end of run, end of
at World's End.
There we go. That's the one.
Those movies. And so,
and Paul.
I kind of forgot that he was the director for Paul and for Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And
it I forget that's him all the time. And that movie is super underrated.
Yeah, that movie's great. Paul? I love it.
Yeah.
No, not Paul.
Oh, okay. Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
So after like I realized that, because this is already after Ant-Man came out, and I realized that, you know, he really wasn't, even though he's credited on the movie, he didn't really direct the movie.
Well, no, but I think he doesn't have a directing credit; it's a writing credit.
Writing credit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that Marvel just didn't, or Disney didn't allow him to do his vision, because, man, he makes some great movies.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good. Very good. And I definitely think this is one of them. And to see a studio take a risk on a movie like this with a little bit of a bigger budget, $30 million budget, and it makes it back opening weekend with the opening of 34. I was just looking at it today. It made over $100 million in the box office. Like, that's insane for a no-name movie. Like, no super big stars. I mean, you could argue Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx, John Hamm. I don't think any of those are superstars, though. You know, no, Kevin Spacey's not getting anybody to go to the movies. Like, let's be real. None of those people get people into seats. They're no, like, Jennifer Lawrence or Tom Cruise. Those people get people into movie theater. All right. So the next week, Spider-Man came out. July 7th.
Yes. I don't think any words are needed. I mean,
I think we've talked about this enough.
Yeah, we talked about it. We touched on it. I could probably say that.
Whoa, you don't need to be inappropriate, Homer.
That is it.
I don't know what you're touching.
I'm touching a lot.
We felt it up.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think we gave this movie its due credit just like we did Wonder Woman, I think, man. And
I'm all in the business.
This? Oh, all right. Here we go. All right. I'll just edit this part out too, I guess.
Did y'all see the meme with Michael Keaton where it was like Batman and then the Birdman and now he's
the Vulture.
Yeah.
No, my favorite. So this is the one thing I have to say about this movie. I think we touched on before. I sent it to Homer. I know. My favorite meme that's come out of this is that scene where they're in the car, and he's like, "Don't do it, kid," and he goes, "Beetlejuice." He goes, "Don't you, Beetlejuice? If you say Beetlejuice," and then he's a son of a bitch. That's my favorite meme that's come out of the entire movie.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Now, after this, I'm just looking. I don't get back to the movies pretty much for the rest of July. But really? There's some good. Yeah, I'm just looking through it right now. But I know that you guys have seen some of these, so I'd love to get your take on it. Anybody see War for Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
I saw it.
Was it a great conclusion to the trilogy?
Yes.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it.
It was on par with the second one.
Okay.
I thought it was really great, man. I thought how they kind of closed it up to all the originals and how everything came together. I was like, this is great. I loved it.
Awesome.
Like, I honestly do hope that they continue and maybe like remake the originals, but I don't know. But I mean, if they end here, I'm fine with it. It's a great ending.
Yeah, it's a great solid trilogy. I think this is one of those few trilogies that each one was good enough to stand on its own.
See, and I need to rewatch 2 because I loved the first one, and 2 I didn't love as much. But I don't think I really sat down and watched it. I think I was like, maybe we had people over or something, so like I wasn't invested in it. But
My only gripe with the trilogy, and for me, I like seeing
if there's one person who has a gripe.
Yeah, of course. Continuity, and even though they're all connected to each other. You don't have any recurring characters except for
the apes.
Caesar. Yeah. And I would have liked to see one returning character from the second one, because I know why they didn't have the James Franco from the first one to the second one, because, you know, he got upset about the director leaving or whatever, so he decided not to do the sequel, and then they went forward without him. But
That's news to me. I didn't know that's why he didn't come back.
Yeah, it was because they changed the directors, and he didn't want to work with anybody other than that director.
Which is weird because these people like fucking hail Matt Reeves for the work he did on these two. I mean, I don't think James Franco kicks himself in the butt over really anything. At some point was all, maybe I should have thought about doing it.
So,
but yeah, solid trilogy.
All right, so got to check it out. That one I'll actually pay for the Redbox for. Got it. All right, this next week is a pretty heavy hitter. I didn't see any of these, but I am familiar with one of them. On July 21st, we get Dunkirk, Girls Trip, and Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Now, my wife and sister-in-law saw Girls Trip, and they loved it. They were ready to go watch it again in the movie theater, and that's kind of the same thing I heard from everybody. So I have to give Girls Trip a thumbs up, I guess. But did either of you see Dunkirk?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie looks super sad. I have no interest in seeing that in theaters. I don't care how visually mind-blowing it is.
I'm not into
war movies.
Okay, so it is not a sad movie. Like, it is suspenseful all the way through. Like, this is one of those movies, if you take a piss and you come back, like...
You better have Rum P app and
be I feel like if you had that app, they would be like, okay, you got 5 seconds now. That's it.
Oh, wow. Because I know it's Christopher Nolan's shortest film, I think. It's like 90 minutes long.
Yeah, it's not long at all. But it's one of those movies that so much is happening constantly that you're like, oh, my God, like this was like 2.5 hours, right? Like this was 2.5 hours. And it was like, no, like it's – but, I mean, I loved it, dude. I would really want to go see it again. But like I said – you know, there's tons of movies out there, but I mean, Dunkirk was great. You know, I'm probably going to buy that when it comes out.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would love to see it, you know, surround sound by myself in the room again. Like, it was great, dude.
All right, then. Now, I think the only person who wanted to see the other movie, Valerian, did you end up seeing it, Homer?
No. I wanted to. I heard
pretty much the only person who was gung-ho for it.
I was, and I've heard, like, good things. But only good things that it was a great visual movie.
Yeah, that's all I heard as well. Great
looking at. The music was beautiful. They were like, but the story was, it was all right.
Didn't Raul see it? Didn't he really like it?
Yeah, but that's pretty much what he said, word for word. Like, sound was great. Everything was awesome. It looked beautiful, but the story was just, it didn't pull him in and keep him. You know what I mean? He was just like, I just finished the movie to finish it.
Well, I never saw The Fifth Element either, so.
Oh, and you should. You like Star Wars, right, David?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I know Aaron kind of likes it too, but apparently there was a big controversy on how these original comic books, I think I said this in one of them, on one of our podcasts, but that these original comics from the Valerian movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. Were like kind of Star Wars kind of ripped off bits and pieces from it.
Yeah, so Star Wars, so that's how I understand it too. This kind of was a huge influence into the Star Wars universe, and it's actually The Fifth Element is almost like a straight ripoff of them, and it's the same director. He loved it so much that he influenced The Fifth Element heavily based on those comics, and then now he had the chance to make the movie. And apparently just didn't quite hit the mark.
Yeah.
Moving on to July 28th. I still have not been back to the movies at this point. Atomic Blonde and the Emoji Movie.
Did not see either one of those.
Me neither.
But Atomic Blonde, I really want to see.
Yep.
I want to see it too. Because the choreograph from John Wick is the same.
So basically what I've heard is it's John Wick, but with Charlize Theron, and story not as good.
Really?
Which I'm good. I'm cool with. I'm totally good with seeing that. So that's definitely on my list. Emoji Movie, I've heard nothing good about it at all, which I can't understand. I don't understand how you mess up kid animated movies, but...
I don't know. I heard there... Well, I mean, it was a kid animated. Maybe kids came out and they were like, it was great. And to parents, it was like, it had funny parts.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard nothing good about it. Following week, Homer, I don't know if you saw this movie. David, I know you saw this movie. The Dark Tower releases on August 4th.
No, I think my hype was too up there, and once I started hearing everything and how short it was, I kind of pulled back from it.
I still believe Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey can really do no wrong in the acting world. David, what's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, they're for what they were able to work with, they did both great things. I think that probably the weakest part of it is that you jump into it and the movie's called The Dark Tower. And other than the fact that if you're obviously, I never read the book, but if you read the book, you already know about The Dark Tower and what the purpose is. And they mention it in the beginning. Obviously, it takes the mind of a child to bring it down. But you see the tower like maybe two or three times out of the whole entire movie, and it's just real quick glimpses. And then that's it. And there's no really other explanation of why it's there other than it just holds the universe together.
Awesome.
I mean, I guess that's the biggest thing in the world anyway, or the universe anyway. I liked it. I thought it was a great movie, again, for what it was. Again, it was a very short film, like almost a little over an hour and a half. I thought, while the like final fight scene was pretty short, I thought it was pretty intelligent of how, you know, it ended. It ended to be continued, like they could continue it somehow. I don't know how the books go.
It's a super long series. Yeah. The rumor is right now is they, and this was the intention initially, was to launch with the movie and then go to HBO miniseries. Okay. I think that they're still in talks to do that, but I don't know what
this. Yeah, is. I do feel like some of the parts of the movies went too fast, you know, because I don't want to put any spoilers out there, because I know y'all will both see it eventually.
Yeah,
there's pieces of the movie that I feel like, man, they could have spent a little bit more time on this part, just expanding on it a little bit more, because once it gets going, it's going. There's no slowing the movie down. That's why it's short. And from what I've heard, the books are ridiculously long, and so I don't know how the story's ridiculously long, so I can't really compare it to that. But I think as someone who's never read the books and has never really read into the whole folklore regarding the movie, I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't realize that the antagonist is the same. I mean, in the books, it's the same person, even though he's a different name. It's the same like spirit or soul of Randall Flagg from The Stand. And I don't know if you've ever read the book or watched the series, but I love The Stand. And I love the series, the mini series.
I never saw
it. I mean, it's old. I mean, it's from like the 90s. It's a super like 8 hour long, basically movie. And just the character, I thought it was interesting because I, you know, went and read up on it after the movie. I really think it was pretty cool how the Matthew McConaughey's character is the same guy that's in The Stand. It's just across dimensions or whatever. That's kind of cool because, you know, Stephen King likes to
connect. He loves his reusing. Yeah, he loves to recycle his characters and locations and stuff. So I mean, that's good, cool. Dude. That's like the only movie you reviewed well, pretty much for the entire. and it's probably one of the worst reviewed movies on this list, but. I do want to see it, and I think that you and I kind of are very close to the same level.
Yeah.
But none of these negative reviews have swayed me away from it, just maybe swayed me away from seeing it in theaters.
Yeah.
So last week is the last week we're going to end with here, and the big thing to come out was Annabelle Creation. Have either of you seen this yet?
Mm-mm. No, just you, and I'm so jealous about that pin.
So I shared this all across our Pocket Knife News page and some on my personal page. I won early screening tickets to it through La Prensa News, a small publication here in San Antonio. So we actually got to see it Wednesday night, just a couple days early. Or maybe it was Tuesday night. I can't remember. One day there, Tuesday night, before it came out. And the seeing it in that experience was really freaking cool. They gave us these little St. Benedict pendants there was a scene that it's in the movie, and the priest comes on before the movie. They're actually blessed pendants. They use these on set to, you know, just protect the cast members, just because there is the possibility that they're working with some kind of ominous forces. So we had VIP seats, so we got seated first, so we had pretty decent seats. Then we got to see the It trailer on the big screen. It was the first time I got to see it on the big screen.
Nice.
Uh, So we had the little pendants. We got some, and then we got lucky and was able to snag one of the lapel pins, and it's the Annabelle head, and it was freaking dope. I posted that as well. Homer immediately is just shaking his head at me because he wants it right now. But that being said, this movie is from the Lights Out director, and I fucking love Lights Out because I saw the mini short, and then when it's the same guy who created the mini short did the full movie, I just like this path. This is also the same director who's doing Shazam, so it was kind of exciting to see. This is like the first property he's stepping into, and the first Annabelle movie I thought was not very good. I don't even know if we finished it. I remember watching it and not being interested at all. But I love the Conjuring series, and Annabelle Creation was really fucking good. If we would have, my wife and I had this conversation, if I had paid to see this movie, it would have been a great date night movie, like, because we like scary movies, a lot of fun, some really good scares, some real good jump scares, classic scares, and the movie is just fucking moving the whole time. Not a lot of dead space in there. Some really clever shots, and the cutscenes were amazing. They like asked for a review after the movie. They're like, what's your favorite part? I was like, the transitioning scenes. I don't know. He was just real clever with a lot of the shit he did. Highly recommend it.
You got to give it a shot.
Yep.
Was it still on in the movie theaters? I'm assuming so, right?
Well, it just came out last week, so yes.
Yeah.
So, well, another movie I wanted to see that came out, I think it came out this past Friday, or it's coming out. The new one with Ryan Reynolds.
This weekend.
Assassin's Bodyguard?
Yeah, since this show will go up already. This weekend, that it's... Oh, it already came out?
Right,
yeah,
it came out like last weekend?
Oh, so. Should I cut them off the list? I have zero interest in seeing that movie.
I don't know why. That looks like The Other Guys to me. Like, it just looks like it's going to be action and just stupid funny.
That looks like a sillier version of that movie where it was Ryan Reynolds protecting Denzel Washington.
What was that movie? I don't remember that movie. But I don't know. That
movie sucked.
Safe House. Yeah, but that was more of a serious movie, I think.
Yeah, it just looks like the comedy version of that. And I don't know.
Which might make it great.
I don't know. Ryan Reynolds is really hit or miss for me. I love the guy. And stuff that people don't like him in, I usually like. I loved him in Blade Trinity. I just watched Selfless the other day. Great movie.
Yeah, he did a lot of indie movies, too, that was real weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Van Wilder's son,
stuff like that. Van Wilder, yeah.
Yeah, so I like Ryan Reynolds.
Buried.
Buried was good.
Buried was crazy. My wife hates that movie because she did not realize it was all taking place in the casket, which was pretty hardcore when you think about it. But so there was some big hits and some big flops this summer. We're gonna stick with the hits, and I have some. I was going to say quiz, but that sounds way too formal to go back to school. Trivia? Trivia is better. I got some trivia questions for you guys that we can end this show on. So.
I'm going to fail.
You know, you just got to guess.
Just like high school, Homer.
The three biggest.
Like I said, I'm going to fail.
What do you think the three biggest movies, not total, which three movies had the biggest opening weekend out of the summer list we just went through?
Wow, I really want to say Wonder Woman.
Spider-Man. Wonder Woman is in the top three. Spider-Man is in the top three.
And I want to say Guardians.
And Guardians? Now, which order, though? You got to put them in order.
Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Guardians. In that order.
David, what do you got?
Guardians, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman. Because didn't Wonder Woman, like, beat everyone?
So you're saying Guardians in third, Spider-Man in second, Wonder Woman in first. Yeah. And Homer, you're saying Wonder Woman in first. You said it backwards, right?
Yeah, but we put it in the same order, right?
Oh,
like Wonder Woman up top.
Yeah.
Spider-Man came in second place, and third is Guardians.
You guys have one of the three correct.
Wonder Woman.
Spider-Man is number two. Guardians and Wonder Woman are flipped, though.
No way!
Yep, Wonder Woman
I feel like she had a bigger
opening... So Guardians opened with $145.5 million. We're only talking domestically, of course. Spider-Man with 116, and Wonder Woman with $102.5 million.
Wow, I don't know. I feel like Wonder Woman pulled more people in. You know what I mean?
I read a stat yesterday that said that Wonder Woman is officially now the largest domestic box opening ever for a superhero movie origin story.
Yep, that is 100% true. Pretty now, cool. Piggybacking, trivia question number dose, and the last one of the night. Two of these three movies are on the top 100 grossing movies of all time now for box office domestic poll.
So we're thinking about All the Summer?
No, now you're thinking of which of these two movies is on the list, and which one is the higher of the two?
I say Wonder Woman.
So you got Wonder Woman. What's the other movie?
And then now I'm going to say Guardians.
Yeah.
Which of those?
I'm going to say Wonder Woman is higher.
Okay. David, what do you got?
Guardians probably higher.
Guardians higher than Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
But you're pulling Wonder Woman for your second, or Spider-Man?
Wonder Woman.
Okay. Homer wins.
He.
Wonder Woman's got the largest pull. You literally just said largest origin story
ever. Yeah.
Oh.
Guardians 2 is not, but Guardians 2 isn't an origin story, so I'm just messing with you. It's really close, though. Guardians topped out at $386.5 million. Wonder Woman currently sitting at $401 million domestically.
That sounds cool.
It's pretty cool, man. We had a great summer. This is our review. It's been a great day of podcasting. We're back, getting back into the swing of things. We weren't here last week because nobody was here last week. It's been a crazy slow month. Summer's wrapped up, and we get back into the full swing of things starting next week. Starting
with
that's right. That's right. Be a lot of TV talk coming up.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, so. Are we ending it right now?
He said, let's wrap it up. Come on now.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up then. My name's David.
And I'm Homer, guys.
And I'm Aaron. Thanks for reminding us that we didn't do an intro, David. Maybe next time we will. Y'all have a great night.
Later, guys. Woo.